Naughty and Nice, a Don Shamble Zombie PI Holiday Story by Kevin J. Anderson. In the unnatural quarter, we see all sorts of clients. After the cosmic supernatural event called the Big Uneasy, all manner of legendary creatures had reappeared. Ghosts, vampires, zombies, werewolves, ghouls, and other creatures that go bump, growl, or thud in the night. Why not Santa, too? Somebody who can slip down billions of chimneys in a night without incurring a single home invasion charge would fit right in. "We'll do everything we can to help, Mr. Claus," said Robin Dyer, my earnest lawyer partner, and she came out to greet the new client. "Is this more of a legal matter or an investigative one?"
"Oh, ho, ho, I definitely need a detective, and I came here because Mrs. Claus and I have heard about Mr. Shambeau." I was surprised. "We don't even advertise up at the North Pole. How did you find out about Shambeau and Dyer investigations?"
"Actually, we're local. My powers only manifest during the holiday season. It's not a full-time gig up in the cold. The rest of the year, Mrs. Claus and I run a nice little bed and breakfast in the quarter."
Financial Planning for Your First Job by Matthew Brandenburg. First, focus on your assets and liabilities. Assets are things you own, and liabilities are things you owe. Some examples of assets would be your car, laptop, and cell phone. Liabilities would include your car payment, credit card bills, and student loans. Write down all of your assets and liabilities on a sheet of paper and assign dollar values to each of them. See Appendix, Blank Worksheets. Think of this exercise as taking a financial snapshot of your entire life and listing what you see. Once you've written down your assets and liabilities, you can find your net worth by subtracting your liabilities from the value of your assets. Total assets minus total liabilities equals net worth. Behind a Thin Green Line, The Memoir of an Undercover Game Warden by Tony H. Latham.
"I wanted to give you these," I explained. "Sorry, they're not cold." Dowling's face lit up and his pupils flared. His passenger kept staring at me with his own black bean eyes, cradling his rifle between his knees. "Really appreciate your help," I said, looking back at Dowling. "I did what you told me, and I damn near got one. I was just too slow. There were about a dozen, so thanks." He flashed his yellow teeth. His eyes glowed their odd green color and got bigger. His right hand rested on a revolver that lay on the seat.
"You get some shooting in on the fuckers?"
"Too slow. Maybe tonight," I tilted my head. "Maybe next week." I got back in my truck and watched through the side mirror as the two drove off. I set my hand on Nick's head. My neck hairs were up. I thought I had caught something in his lizard eyes, some flicker of a ghost, but it could have been my imagination, or perhaps a reflection of my own paranoia. 99 Negotiating Tactics Used by Wall Street's Toughest Lawyers, Bankers, and Investors by David Rosen. Number 53. The Mediator is Your Frenemy. Often we think of the mediator, the neutral or negotiator, if there is one, as our friend. Sometimes we choose a mediator we've used many times before, and we may even think of the mediator as beholden to us because of the business we send their way. The overwhelming majority of mediators will feel no such compulsion, of course, and properly so, but we may still perceive them that way. This is true in particular with smaller mediation operations whose volume and financial stability ebbs and flows. You must never forget that the mediator is as much a potential enemy as a friend. The mediator may leak information all the same as an ordinary middleman, such as an assistant or staffer. This is from Introduction to Conducting Private Investigation by Philip Becknell IV. The Private Investigation Profession. Types of Investigators. In order to understand who a private investigator is, it is important to distinguish between the different types of investigators in the legal system. Investigators fall into three broad categories: law enforcement, public, and private. Law enforcement investigators are sworn agents and employees of government agencies whose sole purpose is to enforce criminal statutes of the jurisdictions where they operate. Public investigators are employees of government agencies who provide criminal defense services or investigate specific regulatory or other non-criminal matters. In contrast, private investigators are licensed within a specific state or jurisdiction to work on behalf of private citizens, companies, or their legal counsel
to investigate both criminal and civil matters. In this discussion, we are going to focus solely on law enforcement and private investigators. Procrastination: tips, tricks, and habits to help manage, control, and overcome procrastination by Eddie Zhao. Procrastination is a difficult trait to overcome. Believe it or not, virtually everyone procrastinates to some degree or another. However, those who have learned to do it less also happen to be those amongst the most successful in the world. This is because the less a person procrastinates, the more they accomplish, and therefore, the more success they are capable of achieving. Before we explore how you can overcome your procrastinating tendencies and achieve more success, we are going to take some time to understand procrastination on a deeper level.